With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. If you're traveling this week, you won't be alone. This holiday season could set a record. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
AAA estimates 122 million Americans will travel between this past Saturday and New Year's Day. That's nearly 3 million more than the record set a year ago. AAA Travel Vice President Stacy Barber says people have a desire to travel, whether it's returning to their hometowns or going to new destinations. AAA expects about 110 million people to travel by car, with another 8 million taking domestic flights. The number of people taking flights would also set a record, despite domestic round-trip flights costing an average of 7% more this year than last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Russian general has been killed in a car bomb attack in Moscow. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lieutenant General Fanil Savarov, head of the Operational Training Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces General Staff, died from injuries caused by a car explosion. Ukraine could be behind the attack, the third such killing of a senior military officer in a year. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that President Vladimir Putin had been immediately informed about Savarov's killing. The defense ministry adds the senior soldier had previously fought in Chechnya and taken part in Moscow's military campaign in Moscow. Moscow also has blamed Ukraine for several bombings and other attacks in Russia. I'm Charles Tillotes.
The Trump administration is pausing leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects under construction on the East Coast due to what it said were national security risks identified by the Pentagon. On Wall Street, the Dow by 227 points, the Nasdaq rose 121. This is SRN News. A new report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household. And another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte da Costa, who is tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the tweets that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews. This is SRN News. Turning Point USA held its conference this past week, drawing more conservative women to its ranks. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The conservative youth organization has seen a massive surge in interest since the assassination of founder Charlie Kirk.
This was his Super Bowl.
Young conservative women tell the AP they're emboldened to become more active in the movement with Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, at the helm.
Erica Kirk is a tremendous role model.
On Thursday night, Erica Kirk expressed her support for Vice President J.D. Vance.
We are going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48.
I'm Jennifer King.
Rapper Nicki Minaj made a surprise appearance at the gathering of conservatives in Arizona. Speaking at Turning Point USA's convention, the artist praised President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. More details at SRNNews.com.